I'm Michelle Martin, and this is News & Notes. The 49th Annual Grammy Awards are this Sunday in Los Angeles. It's one of the biggest events in the music industry. There will be big names handing out awards, big names receiving them, and big names performing. In other words, it's big. We wondered how it all comes together. What's it like backstage? And what does it really mean to win? To lead us through all of it, we have two trusted guides. I'm joined by John Caramonica, music editor for Vibe magazine and Urban Music and Culture Monthly, and Gail Mitchell, senior editor covering R&B and hip-hop for Billboard magazine. Welcome, both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
You know, the Oscars are a big deal to the artist as well as to the audience. People have been known to go to see a movie that they might otherwise skip just because, you know, the movie's been nominated and they want to get in on their office Oscar pool. Do the Grammys work the same way? Do the musicians care if they win? And does the audience care? John?
I definitely think there are two categories of musicians. I think there's a category of musician for whom the Grammy is the end goal, to win that kind of critical acclaim as well as acclaim from fellow industry people. That's what they're working towards. And I think there's a category of artists for whom the Grammy is incidental. I think you see this a lot in the hip-hop space where a lot of people in the hip-hop industry don't necessarily feel like the Grammys best represent what's going on. So for them, if they win, that's nice. But if they don't, they're not seeing it as any kind of shock to their career.
But if they do care, why do they care? Is it particularly important in some genre? And if so, why? Is it because they just like the approval of the industry, or because it really drives sales, or for some other reason?
John. Well, I think what you're seeing with these albums is obviously these albums have been out for quite a while. So you will see a spike in sales immediately after the Grammys for the albums that have been most successful. But I think in certain categories, say for someone like Norah Jones, who a couple of years ago had a very, very big year at the Grammys, that for her, I imagine, was ultimate validation of the project that she was working on. Whereas if you look back to the late 80s, the first time, say, there was a Rap Grammy Award, when Will Smith was nominated, the Rap Grammy was actually not televised and he actually boycotted, which is something a lot of people forget. So I think you see it working in different ways for different types of people.
Gail, how do you get a Grammy? How does it work?
The way you get a Grammy, there's a process where they've got the nomination categories, and they send it out to a panel of the voting constituency. The nominations are then figured out that way, and then the voting constituency gets the final breakout. Those were announced in early December, the different categories, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, New Artist of the Year, as well as the individual genre categories. Those are sent out to the voting membership and polled by a separate institution, and then the winners are announced on a Sunday.
And who gets to vote? I'm sorry. How do you get to – can I vote?
To be a voter, they're looking for people who have production credits on you have to have production credits on an album. There's so many credits. I think it's 6 credits you need as a producer, liner notes, different people from different aspects of the industry, engineering, production, et cetera.
Okay.
And once you have 6 credits, you apply for membership. You get and if you got those credits, then you are brought in as a voting member.
Well, John was saying that particularly people in hip hop don't necessarily see the Grammys as the be all and end all of validation. But does it follow then, Gail, that they don't necessarily pursue voting membership? They don't necessarily pursue participation in the process?
A lot of what John said is true, and I agree. The Recording Academy is making efforts now, and there is more urban outreach because a lot of the urban community, especially on the hip-hop side, have felt disenfranchised by the awards. So there is an outreach going on right now to increase the voter membership among those ranks because, as everyone knows, a lot of what's going on in popular music is driven by what's going on in R&B and hip-hop.
Do you agree with John that people in hip-hop don't necessarily value the approval as much, even if it rankles that they don't feel that they're necessarily as have not in the past been as recognized? What do you think? Those are kind of contradictory feelings, though. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, early on, like John said, because it took a while for there to even be a rap category in the Grammys. So that took a while, and I agree with John that there still are probably 2 camps. And a lot of times I think right now there are so many award ceremonies. I don't know that a lot of the truer artists who are really into this, whether they're rap or hip-hop or R&B, are necessarily validated by this. It's a nice thing, And if it happens, especially in the case of Mary J. Blige, this is just mainstream validation of what the urban community's known all along, that she's a great artist and she probably should have been recognized several years ago like this. But what?
Do you guys both go? Do you both go to the Grammys?
Not going this year.
No, not going. Gail? Not.
Yeah, I'm going. I'll be backstage covering it for Billboard.
Do you get all dressed up?
Not really, because I'm backstage from about 1 o'clock for the pre-ceremony, which are all the awards that aren't televised. That starts about 1, goes for about 2.5 hours. Then at 5 o'clock, the live telecast starts, and that goes for another probably 2.5, 3 hours.
I'm sorry, you're not really expecting us to feel sorry for you, are you? Since you get to, like, go and rub elbows with Mary J. and the rest. Sorry, love you, not
well,
feeling sorry for you.
Well, then you're backstage in a room with a bunch of other journalists, elbow to elbow. That's the print mm-hmm. room. There's a TV radio room, so that's separate. Then there's a photo room, and it just depends on whether they make it back to which room.
Okay. What do the artists care about the performances at the Grammys? Is it a state of high anxiety? Do they, you know, sweat over every outfit? Do they really care about their performances, or just is it something to be endured?
I think mm-hmm. I happen to have done Grammy Career Day yesterday, and I interviewed. I had a Q&A session with Corinne Bailey Ray, and this is her first time being nominated, and she had a great album. And she told me one of the segments, the musical segments, was her. It's going to be her, John Mayer, and John Legend. And she was very excited about it. I think from the performance, they're going to want to do a good job. And that's a personal thing. That's any artist. So she didn't seem to be sweating it. She was looking forward to it. Yesterday was going to be the first rehearsal, the first time she was going to meet John Legend, who she's going to go on tour with in several months, and then the first time meeting John Mayer. So she told me she was excited about this.
Okay, John, we're down to our last couple of minutes. I think we need to hear you handicap the thing for us. Are there any surprises anticipated? Are we going to see a sweep like we've seen in past years where Lauryn Hill or Carlos Santana kind of just swept the board? What do you think, John?
I mean, I think we're going to see big years for two artists. I think, obviously, this is going to be Mary's year. I feel really strongly about that, nominated 8 times. And really, as Gail said, overdue recognition from the Recording Academy. Mary is someone who's been making great music for well over a decade. And frankly, when she first started out, probably wasn't the sort of artist that would be recognized. She definitely had a rough upbringing, came up through the hip-hop community, even though she was an R&B singer, and that wasn't necessarily the type of music that was on the radar of the Academy, say, in 94, 95, and 96.
Okay,
however,
sorry.
Now...
Yep.
Now she's, you know, she's on Oprah. She's communicating with a different kind of audience, and that's going to work. Also, I think it's a big year for the Dixie Chicks. I think in the Recording Academy, which probably skews somewhat liberal, I think people think a vote for the Dixie Chicks is probably a vote against the Bush administration, given their outspoken political views. And I can see them finally getting a lot of the recognition that they've deserved, even though they've been recognized previously. I think this will be a big year for them.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to leave it there. A lot more to talk about. Hope you'll come back and see us after it's all over. John Caramonica, music editor for the Urban Music and Culture Monthly, Vibe Magazine, and Gail Mitchell, senior editor covering R&B and hip-hop for Billboard Magazine. Gail, I didn't really mean it. We do feel sorry for you having to stand elbow to elbow. Have a great time. Come back and tell us all about it. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.